This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, yesterday I did local radio early in the morning, and that's where I lost my voice, to where I couldn't do my show last night. And one of my guests, well, the only guest I had, he's been out there making the rounds, and he's doing it exactly the way it needs to be done. Second Amendment advocates for a long time have been a little polite. And this gentleman has come out swinging. He's angry. He's mad. And he's logical. And everything he says is based in fact. He has a book out called Good Gun, Bad Guy. His name is Dan Was. Good evening, sir.
Bill Frady. Hey, thanks for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. And let me say, you're doing a fantastic job. You give gun owners a voice, and we appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Now, we've had another day of things. The big thing going on right now is all of the students have been co-opted by some gun grabbers, and they're getting ready to do marches and all these other things. Except, I don't think it's going to get them what they want. What do you think?
I think this is another way of recruiting these kids. And putting them into a situation that they're not ready for. They don't understand what's going on. They don't understand the gun conversation at all. And they have media backing. They have tour buses. And you have people on the left setting this thing up. And I don't think it's good for these kids.
Well, it's not good for the kids. They're not going to get what they want. And, I mean, really, truly, It reminds me of the Lucky Gunner parents. Do you remember them?
No.
The Lucky Gunner parents. One of their children was of James Holmes shooting victim out of Aurora. Mm-hmm. And the Brady campaign talked him into suing Lucky Gunner. And Lucky Gunner, you know, they got in front of a judge, and the judge said, "Hey, have you ever heard of the PLCAA?" That's a law. You can't sue them for this. This is a frivolous lawsuit. You guys get to pay the legal fees. So here's this family who had sold everything they had to try to make this lawsuit work. We're living in a Winnebago, and now they're saddled with $200,000 plus of legal fees, and the Brady campaign withdraws.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you one thing that I talk about is the anti-gun side of the conversation, and I try to tell people that it's not just people over there on the left that don't like guns. There are two groups of people over there. They're what I call the anti-gunners, who are people who don't like guns. They're scared of guns. They don't understand guns. They don't know the first thing about them. So many of them have never even seen a gun in real life. Yet they know that they're scared of them, and they think gun owners are bad, and they just want them to go away. So these are scared people. And then you have the anti-Second Amendment radicals. Now, these are the people who know exactly what's going on. They understand what their strategies are doing. They understand their tactics, and they're really trying to eliminate our rights as gun owners. So they are very manipulative over the anti-gunners, and I that's what's happening. It happens throughout this conversation all the time, and people don't always recognize that. You know, they used to think, well, there's some people like guns and some people don't. What's the big deal? It's much more complicated than that. They have a very effective strategy of manipulating people. And the people, the kids that are out there with their picket signs, you know, to ban AR-15s, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're doing, you know. And it's just sad, and I don't think it's going to end well.
Well, they're certainly going to be disappointed. The only thing I'm seeing right now is I'm waiting to see how this plays out, but it looks like Trump is willing to go along with Cornyn's fixed NICS bill.
Yes. Do we know that for sure? I mean, you hear stuff in the media, you hear little bits and pieces.
Well, okay. With Trump, you never know. We never know with Trump. But I think he's attaching national reciprocity to it. That's what that's the punchline to that one.
Yeah, and you know, there's two schools of thought on this. You know, you have the school of thought that that says, okay, you know, national reciprocity would be a good thing. It would help us, and it would. You know, because I can't travel. I can't even, you know, come down to South Carolina without, you know, making sure that my handgun is packed in the trunk and locked up and ammo somewhere else and travel with a SWAT team. And, the, you know, they make it impossible. Try driving through Jersey. So on one level, the national reciprocity would be helpful. But then there's another school of thought that says, wait a minute, what the heck are we doing here? We're just putting more restrictions on ourselves, and we're actually admitting to or accepting, you know, gun restrictions that some people think should just not be there.
Which restrictions are we talking about, though?
We're talking about handgun licenses. We're talking about the school of thought that says maybe we should just have constitutional carry.
Well, constitutional carry would be okay if we could get it, like in my state, in South Carolina, which I'm sure you living in New York are probably like, that's got to be great living in South Carolina. We have no provision at all. We're one of two shall-issue states where we have no provision for open carry. If I'm out and about and I have a permit, which means I've been vetted, which I do, and I reach, I'm at Tom McCann and I reach for the size 11 because that's the size I need, and my gun flashes, I've just broken the law.
Yeah.
So South Carolina has, you know, each one of these states has their own little fife thing going on.
Yeah.
And they, none of these states look at each other's, look at, South Carolina has not looked and said, well, there's 45 other states that have some sort of provision for open carry. So will there ever be, in South Carolina, where we have a border with Georgia, we only just in the last year and a half allowed Georgia permit carriers to come over here because they don't have to fire 50 rounds when they get their permit.
Yeah, and I'm in New York. So what happens in New York as a concealed carrier is, you know, New York doesn't you know, accept hardly any other states.
Right.
You know, and so in turn, and I don't blame the other states for this, in turn they say, well, okay, forget you, New York. We're not going to accept yours either. However,
right,
there are a few states. I was just down in Alabama and Tennessee, and they do recognize New York. But hey, it's a patchwork of it's a mess, and you know what it is? It's like jumping through hoops trying to travel right now. And so like I said, there's two schools of thought on it, and I don't know, you know, if people will take one side or the other on that conversation.
Well, I mean, when you look at what happened to Shanine Allen, and you look at what's happened to some other people just for driving in New Jersey,
exactly.
I don't believe there should be, you know. Didn't we have to send the National Guard? Didn't we have to federalize the National Guard in Alabama to kick George Wallace out of the way so that black people could go to this school or that school? I mean, from time to time, the Constitution probably needs to be enforced. I know exactly what you're saying because that gets the feds involved in the whole permit process and everything. But based upon what I know about the bill, I don't think the feds ever get involved in that. But we're coming up on the first break, so in this amount of time, real quick, I know that you're a Corvette collector, which I envy. I love that car that you've got on your page. But you've got a book out, Good Gun, Bad Guy. Where can they find that book?
GoodGunBadGuy.net or GoodGunBadGuy.com or search Good Gun, Bad Guy on Amazon.
I've got a copy of it. I've had a copy of it. He and I have discussed things about that book and about my life and about his experiences, and we've got a lot of parallels in there. And so when I you know, I'm having him on the show.
And I've got to get you the new one, Bill.
I'll
get you the second book, The
Good
Bad Guy 2. Yep, I'll get that out to you.
Maybe we ought to do an audio book thing for you. Because then I can read it while I'm doing the audio book.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk about it.
I'm actually working on the audio book for the first one right now. We're in the studio recording that right now.
Are you reading it?
I'm reading it, yeah.
Cool. Okay. Yep. So you're already thinking that way. We'll be right back. My guest is Dan Waz, Good Gun, Bad Guy. He's out there right now fighting. He's not being nice about it. And that's exactly what we need to do. This is Lock and Load. largest selection of knife, armament, guns, and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from, well, he's got two websites, danwas.com and goodgunbadguy.net. Here's a little PSA, Second Amendment PSA from 2017 from him. It's a video, but you can hear it.
The Second Amendment is not up for debate, but they're anti-gunners who think that their fear of guns justifies the regulation and restriction of your rights. They think they should determine whether or not you should be allowed to protect yourself and keep your family safe. Oftentimes, the policies that these anti-gunners support are the cause of the human violence that we see in our streets. But rather than look truth in the face, they lie, deceive, and continue to push their false anti-gun narrative. Let me explain something to the gun grabbers. We know you have an agenda, and we know you have an insatiable need to make people unarmed and defenseless. You will never disarm the people of this country. We Americans, real Americans, we won't let you. So to all the anti-gunners and anti-Second Amendment radicals, we gun owners in America, we're millions strong. We're happy to help you understand these simple concepts, or we're happy to defeat you in your argument, whichever you prefer. But your anti-gun lies and your fear campaign, they're no match for our Constitution and our Bill of Rights.
Indeed. And that's been the kind of stuff you've been throwing around all this week, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one thing that I've been talking a lot about is the strategies and tactics and the terminology that they use, the cute little words and terms that they like to use to get in people's heads to manipulate their thoughts on guns. And, you know, one thing that they've been saying a lot lately is, well, we need to have an honest conversation about, you know, about gun laws. They don't want an honest conversation, Bill. They're not honest. They're lying all the way through. They lie constantly about guns. They mislead their viewers. And it's terrible. So, no, we can't have an honest conversation with liars.
Well, I noticed one thing. They've got this one little girl down there that's, a student at the high school. And she was talking about how much money the NRA gave to Trump, which I think the NRA spent $30 million on all elections last year. And she made out like all of that went to Trump. Now, Hillary Clinton spent, what, $1.4 billion? Versus $400 million that Trump spent. So, yeah. Do we know how much money she got from the anti-gunners?
Yeah, I can only imagine how much money she got from Soros.
Soros or Bloomberg.
Yeah.
Or Allen. I mean, you know, with Washington, with I-594, you had Paul Allen, you had all those guys up there paying for that stuff. So.
But as long as the media has people captured at their TV, at their dinner table, watching their TV, none of that stuff matters. It's all only thing that matters is what they can put there in their face,
right?
And because that's the only thing they see or hear. So we're screaming from the top of our lungs, saying, "Wait a minute! You're being fed a bunch of nonsense and a bunch of lies and propaganda and stuff that's not true. Come over here and listen to what we have to say, because we're telling you the truth here about guns and gun ownership." And these terrible laws, like gun-free zones, we talked about this yesterday. Gun-free zones, the most horrible thing. No one's even talking about it. A couple people are talking about it, but it's not getting very much air. Gun-free zones are the cause of this problem in Florida, but you know, they'll never talk about that. They want to talk about, you know, banning Armalite-style rifles and
right.
and bump stocks.
Well, I mean, I didn't notice any really big protests when those two cops were killed in New York City when they were shot in their car.
Of course not.
And we don't see it in Chicago either. And all of these places that are basically gun-free enclaves, you know, these New York City, all of New Jersey, Los Angeles, all these places like this, I never see them going there to protest. And, I mean, in Chicago... I think the statistic goes like this. It's 73% of all young black men that die are murdered. And 82% of all white men that die commit suicide when it has to do with a gun. So if Black Lives Matter, just on that one meme alone, shouldn't they be going to Baltimore and shouldn't they be going to New York and Chicago and all these places and protesting there where there's actually rampant gun killing going on there?
I would love to see, you know, demanding moms in Crazy Town take their little picket signs into the south side of Chicago and demand that the gang members hand over their guns. Let's see how that works out. They won't do it. They would never do something like that. They go to the suburbs and they get in front of the they get in front of the liberal media cameras, and that's how they get their message out. But here's something that I found is that, you know, they always talk about the 30,000, you know, gun-related deaths per year. Well, when you break it down, you've probably done this research, when you break it down, 19,500 of those are suicides, and 4,500 are law enforcement related. In other words, good guys getting bad guys.
Right.
And a very small percentage are accidental discharge. And then you really only have about 5,100 homicides that are gun related. So now, but they don't go that far. They just stop at the 30,000, make everybody think that, you know, gun violence rampant. But then you take that 5,100 and you try to pinpoint where those are happening. 25% of those gun-related homicides happen in four cities: Chicago, Baltimore, Detroit, and D.C. What's common about those cities? They're all highly gun-restricted and Democrat-run.
Yeah. So, you know, the thing here is that with each one of these things that happens, and like at the beginning of this, when this first happened, everybody was out there saying 18 school shootings this year. And that has been debunked every time somebody's brought it out. And there's still a few people saying, but now that's falling in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
So now, one thing, and I saw this the other day, somebody put out the statistic. Columbine and the coverage that Columbine got was responsible for 74 copycats. We know the media has been out there saying the active shooter's gun of choice is the AR-15. If you're out there, if your whole goal is to kill a bunch of people, there are better weapons for it. If you're going to use a long gun, there are better weapons for it.
Yeah.
Better weapons for it. So, everybody's listening to the media, and nobody's looking at the media and saying, well, you guys are complicit too. Coming up on the break, Dan, let me do a little stuff. The book is called Good Gun, Bad Guy. He's got Good Gun, Bad Guy 2 coming out now too as well. On his website, when you decide to buy it, you're actually pulling the trigger. It's Good Gun, Bad Guy. I do like that. It's goodgunbadguy.net. And you might want to check out Dan Waugh's website because he's a very multifaceted sort of guy, sort of like Da Vinci. He's got a whole lot of interest.
I wouldn't know that.
Oh, well, I like it. It's pretty cool. I like it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest is Dan Waz, author, musician, driver of cars that have heads-up displays. All those good things. Let me ask you a question. What is the best answer here as far as protecting children in a school, in your view?
Well, I think the first thing we should do is get rid of gun-free zones. There's actually a bill that was presented called the Safe Students Act.
Right.
And it's been sitting in the House since January 17.
Right.
And what it would do is it would repeal the Gun-Free Zones Act of 1990 and the amendments to that act. That's the first thing. Because that way we can allow people to be there to protect our kids with firearms, and even trained staff members, teachers, because there's a lot of teachers that are concealed carriers. They just can't bring their guns into their school. So that's what I think would solve this problem. It doesn't take it's not rocket science here. It's very simple. When you, like I said the other day, if the dog keeps attacking the cat, you don't declaw the cat. You let the cat defend itself.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to stop the bad guys.
Do you think the teachers ought to be organized into sort of a responding, cohesive type of unit that has communications, has trauma care training, has maybe a weapon, with some of these programs like FASTER? They use, I think, a frangible ammunition, so if it hits a wall, it sort of comes apart and it doesn't continue bouncing around too much. Do you think that there should be a level of organization? And should the police officers who may be responding to something, if they show up, should they know where these teachers are?
Well, absolutely. And I have a lot of friends that are cops, and they say the first thing that they do when they get to the scene is they don't know what's going on.
Right.
So they need to identify the good guys from the bad guys. So yes, there should be definitely communication. And I'm learning now about Israel and their policy, their school policy.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
very organized, and they have very great communication skills with respect to this exact topic that we're talking about. So yeah, absolutely. I think if we did that, and it's not that hard to do. You know, you and I could go into these schools and we could try to help. You and I could put this thing together in a short period of time if we really put our minds
sure.
to it.
Absolutely.
You know, but the thing is, we have anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment people who are fighting us every step of the way. It's shameful because as soon as the Gun-Free Zone Act, School Zone Act of 1990 went into place, school shootings increased dramatically. And you would think that any logical person would say, well, wait a minute, this isn't working. What the heck are we doing here? We got to stop this. We got to fix this. No, they just keep doubling down, and they don't talk about it in the media.
No,
so it is frustrating.
I mean, that was a proposal by then Senator Joe, just by a shotgun Biden.
Exactly.
Signed into law by George H.W. Reed, my lips, Bush.
That's right.
And it's been some of these laws that they put out there, they become sort of an icon for them, don't they? It becomes such a sacred thing that you can't pop. Obamacare. Everybody's acting like that's some sacred thing that we just can't abolish and take away. We got to replace it with something. So
I would be embarrassed of it.
I would too.
Really? I mean, you know, and the thing is, like I said, they just want to. They'll shame everybody into going along with this stuff. And I talked about that. I think you and I meant to talk about this, but that's one thing that they'll do is they'll gun shame people. So people who own guns, who are gun owners, they'll say, "Well, what the heck are you talking about? It doesn't make any sense." But people who aren't gun owners will look at guns in a shameful way. They don't want to be gun owners because they see them now as this shameful thing. You know, they're bad. Gun owners are irresponsible and reckless and all this nonsense that the left-wing media puts out there. One instance, let me give you one example. The toddler and the gun. You've heard the scenario. Hillary Clinton used it a lot. This is where they want you to think all the cute little babies across the country are getting killed because their irresponsible gun owner parents are leaving loaded guns just laying around the house.
Sure.
And it couldn't be further from the truth. The actual numbers of accidental firearm discharge are minuscule. You're actually, and I had this conversation with Eric Pratt last weekend.
Okay.
Down in Alabama. And it's actually six times more likely for children to drown in their backyard swimming pool than to die from accidental firearm discharge. But they don't talk about swimming pools because they don't care about swimming pools. They don't even care about the loss of life like they say they do. They only care about the loss of life when a gun is somehow related.
Well, I mean, when it comes to loss of life, I think with children, it's swimming pools, cars, medical misadventure. I don't know how many children die due to medical misadventure, but that's like the third leading cause of death in the United States. I never hear about them doing anything about that.
No. What? IIHS did a study on what they called backover deaths. There are more backover deaths of children than there are of accidental gun discharge deaths.
That would be horrific. That would
Could you imagine? That's right, exactly. That, you just cringe when you think of that. But the fact is that there's more of those, and they don't talk about that stuff. They don't talk about the swimming pool. They don't talk about people falling downstairs. They don't talk about all that other stuff. They only care about it when a gun is related. Because really, the anti-gun political position is a big piece in their puzzle of their overall, you know, left-wing ideology.
Right. Well, they can't go forward with it without without gun control at the highest level. Now, some of these people that are out there, that especially these students, they're one talking about wanting to ban the AR-15, which unfortunately we have a 10-year track record of what that didn't do.
Yeah, right.
And the other part is that if they were to ban them, let's say we had a fit of insanity. If they were to ban them and they grandfather the ones that are out here right now today, and it doesn't take effect until X amount of time, right? They have to, nothing takes effect immediately. It would probably triple the number of guns that are out there today, and that's probably, you're probably approaching 40 million AR-15s, just AR-15s.
Yeah.
Not to mention the Galils and the AKs and, you know, the Tavors and all these other guns. So, you know, that's three generations worth of guns right there. Those guns will last that long, and they'll be able to be repaired. So a ban does nothing.
Yeah.
Even if
right,
they get
exactly.
It. So I'm watching.
That's the same yeah. Concept where I think you said it, where I think you may have said Obama was the greatest gun salesman ever.
Yeah,
because of that sort of thing, you know.
Yeah.
Gun owners are they will say, well, we're gonna stock up.
Yeah. So I mean, and ARs can be had. This is it's a buyer's market right now. The AR market is cratered right now. You can buy them as cheaply. I think it's under $500. So
right.
The boutique guns are actually doing much better. The ones that cost $2,000. So. I'm watching them as they go forward. They're going to be disappointed, but I guess this will be the next generation of rabid anti-gunners that we're watching them gestate in front of our faces.
Yeah, and I sort of see this movement starting to formulate into a Antifa-type group, and I hope it doesn't for their sake. They're putting themselves in dangerous situations. These people are putting these kids in dangerous situations, but that's sort of what I see, because you know that these kids can't collect themselves that quickly within a day or two and all of a sudden have this big movement going. There are people behind it, I believe, who are pulling the strings and putting it all together. And,
yeah.
And the kids, they're using the kids as a political pawn. It's terrible.
Yeah. Coming up on the next break, danwaz.com, goodgunbadguy.net. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Here we go!
Okay. The drama of live radio, it's a never-ending sequence and cycle. I was talking about Eric Pratt, Larry Pratt. I've done a lot of work with him before, Dan.
Great guy.
All the people at Gun Owners of America. Do you think the 21st century Second Amendment advocate, seeing as how the 21st century gun grabbers have dropped all pretense about, you know, the ones that were out there saying, well, and they've never had it that way. In 1968, Dodd was talking about taking all the guns. Pete Shields, before, when it was a handgun control or whatever it was before it became Brady campaign, he wanted to ban them all. They want to ban them. You've been talking about the lack of an honest conversation. Does the 21st century Second Amendment advocate need to be a little more combative?
Oh, I think so. And I think we are. I think we've had it. We've had enough of this. It's you know, pro-gunners and you know, just real Americans have had enough of being, you know, painted in a bad, you know, a bad light. It's just we've had enough of it. But the thing is, you know, on the left, the anti-gunners are such a hypocrisy with their with what they say from, you know, what they think. You know, I always ask them, now, if there are any excuse me, if there are any anti-gunners listening to your show right now, maybe they're listening for oppositional research or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would like to ask them a question. Who would you rather have around you during an attack? You know, an anti-gun leftist who fears guns and has no way of defending themselves, or a trained gun owner who can shoot back? If they were honest with themselves and they answered that question, they would say they would want someone who has a gun to defend them. That's why they call the cops. So the hypocrisy alone is just outrageous. I don't even know how they sleep at night.
Well, I mean, there, you know, the truth of the matter is this. For this fancy that they have of forcible disarmament, that's an indicator that they're not anti-gun. Because it's going to take, they're going to have to be pro-gun for the people that would have to disarm us.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
So
it's not about the guns. You know, we tend to get caught up in the gun conversation. You're absolutely right. This is about more than that.
They want that monopoly of violence. But then the hypocrisy pops in because they say that Trump's a fascist and Hitler and the police are systemically racist. So we're going to give all the guns to them. I really don't get that. There's so many bends and turns in that supposition when I'm sitting there and I'm just listening to what they're saying. I guess they're thinking one day Hillary will get put in the presidency, or maybe it'll be Cory Booker. I don't know.
Well, they have to also forget about our Bill of Rights. They have to forget what that means. And what they're doing now is they're training kids and training people in general to blur the definitions of rights and privileges. And, you know, I say this all the time because people, I think, need to understand this part is so important. A privilege is something that is given to you and can be
sure.
taken away.
That's right.
It's man-made. You can discipline your kids by taking away privileges. A right cannot be taken away. But the problem is people on the left are blurring the definition. This is why they can say, well, I support the Second Amendment, but
yeah,
I think we need common sense gun restrictions.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, right. You can't do both. You can't support my right to keep and bear while restricting my right to keep and bear. It doesn't work. But to them, it sounds okay. It sounds right because they've been trained to see rights as privileges.
Well, the thing about that is that I believe they would actually have it that way if they could. And it would be like it is in New York City where, you know, the privileged. I mean, Arthur Sulzberger used to have a permit to carry when he was the chairman or the CEO of the New York Times. Do you think he ever opened his own car door? Did he ever go anywhere where there was a need for him to carry a gun? I fully endorse his right to carry one, no doubt about it.
Right.
But the other people there that don't have that degree of life, that quality of life, they're the ones that actually need it. And
yeah, New York City, they have turned it into a privilege. And, you know, I can't bring a squirt gun into New York City. And I'll go down there every once in a while, but I'm a few hours away. But it's, yeah, you're right. They have found a way to turn it into a privilege. You know, gun owners and you know, real Americans need to just start speaking out against all this nonsense. We really need to start fighting back. And I think we are, too. That's the great part of this whole thing. We are. We're fighting back.
Final question with these children, with these, with the, and I'll put it this way, with this Hitler youth movement that we seem to have spinning now, coming out of this, coming out of Florida, are you up for, I mean, I'm completely up for the debate if they want to debate. Because they're children, and the idea that children are going to march somewhere and demand a change, you know, that's a little different from college students who are adults by the time they get to college. So, I'm if that's what it comes down to, I mean, we'll see.
Sure, I'll talk to the kids, but the kids are just there to pull at the heartstrings of the voters. That's all it is.
Sure. Well, so, unfortunately,
I don't think we can have a logical conversation with kids about guns.
No.
They don't have any life experience. They don't understand. They've only been fed the media propaganda that they get, you know, on their TV screen. And the only kids that are there at those rallies are the ones whose parents, you know, support. Well, I shouldn't say that because maybe there are some kids who have gone astray from, you know, conservative households. But they're being manipulated. You know? And it really is just to pull at the heartstrings of the voters.
Yeah. Well, we'll see where it goes. I don't think it's going to go very far. I think all they might get out of it is the NICS, which needs to be refurbished anyway.
Yep, that's fine. And it sounds like that. It sounds like the state to state will be added in that bill too. So
we'll see.
Yeah,
we will see. Dan Woz, you can find him at danwoz.com, and it's spelled DANWOS. And
that's right.
At Good Gun. BadGuy.net, where you can pull the trigger, buy the book, or when the audio book comes out, you can listen to him sing it because he's a musician. He's probably singing it too. Thank you very much for joining me.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, thank you for joining me.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Bill. Talk
yes,
to you
sir.
Soon.
All right, hour number three is coming up. We're going to be joined by Amanda Suffacool. She has been a guest host before. I've never had a chance to speak to her myself. This will be a first. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.